Welcome back to Sit Down with the Breakdown. I'm your host, Brian. And today we are joined by the ever amazing home for the day. What's up, guys?
What's up? Hello. Don't say nice things about us. That's not cool.
I like it when you lie, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. The great thing excludes Peter.
You got some brown on your nose.
I thought we agreed not to talk about what happened before we start recording.
Well, then Lincoln, don't stand Ryan. Up.
God, yes.
Why did you pick us?
Because I asked.
Well, see, I have this thing where, like, I want to give the shittiest local bands, like, a platform, even though nobody listens to this.
So are you the first?
So now. No, you're just the shittiest. No, I'm joking.
That makes sense.
Nobody I've had on here has been shitty except for the host, so.
I really thought you were going to continue with a band name. My heart was about to fucking drop. I honestly thought you were about to, like, knock somebody's teeth out on podcast.
Nah, push the attack. No, I'm joking. I love those guys. Those are my boys.
There's no cameras, but, like, my whole face is just...
Peter looks like
you
just...
You hear the silence, but you feel the expression.
Peter looks like I just accidentally slipped an extra finger in his ass. So
I'm sitting here looking through the past episodes. I gotta go with Villain Over Heroes.
Yeah, dude, fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
I've heard a rumor that they're actually coming to perform at the live stream tonight. Is that
true? I hope
not.
I think so.
Why the fuck would you do that, Peter?
Well, I was desperate.
No, hold up. No, this falls to Christian. He does the booking for the band, right?
I do the booking for this.
You do the booking for this. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm still going to blame it on Christian.
That's A-okay.
Sounds good.
Christian, what the fuck, dude? You dropped the ball.
Sad Tiger,
he never
more like
drops
upset
the ball.
Bullshit.
Yeah, this thing right here is not associated to Tiger Claw booking. Let's not talk about it.
Oh, Tiger Claw. I said Sad Tiger.
Promo.
You dumb shit.
Dummy.
Guess again, idiot.
Guess again, idiot.
I'm
Wait,
so
mad.
Are we allowed to say idiot on a podcast? I know some people are iffy about that.
We just say fuck. Is it? Can we say idiot?
Brian asked me if there were like any kind of limitations, and I assumed he was just going to like just hate us and say hurtful things on this, so I think that's okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that incident, Peter. No, I don't know of any incident.
I can make one.
When's the last time you shit yourself?
Not on tour.
Okay.
Cam's calling me. Hold on. This would be great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. This just became a crossover.
Oh, Cameron.
Peter?
Yeah?
Send me your home address, please.
I sure will, and then I'm going to keep doing this podcast. Do you want to say anything before I send you that address?
What's up, Cameron? You're on Sit Down with the Breakdown.
Hi, guys. It's your boy, Cam. He's here getting an address for no reason. No reason at all. Needs to be a surprise.
Colonel.
I am. Yeah, give him a good kernel.
Dude, my nipples got instantly hard. I think I just popped a chub.
My innie became an outie.
You yes, just now popped a chub?
Well, see, I've been suppressing it. I've been here, like, doing, like, the double kick exercises. And like
that's like a nervous tic for me. I do it all the time.
Do you know when you're going to be here?
I think we were streaming him, like,
okay,
messing
so you just
with
left.
The EP, and he's like, who's parodying over
yeah.
there? I'm like, oh, it's me, sorry.
I don't know exactly how far away it is.
It's probably 2 hours. All right, I just sent that to you. We are going to keep doing this podcast.
You,
be safe. I love you, and we'll see you soon.
Edit all shit out.
No.
No, we have the bassist of Villain Over Heroes, and he has a podcast, and he asked us to be on his today, so we're doing that right now.
I would love to.
Yeah. He wants you on their podcast now. He just said he'd love to have you guys.
Feel free to add me on Facebook and message me.
Cool. Okay. We will.
He's coming up here. You can network later.
Wonderful.
All right. We'll see you soon. Be safe and be a sweet boy for me.
Got it.
Love you, Cameron. See you soon.
Bye, Cameron. Thanks for stopping by. Sit Down with the Breakdown.
You got it.
Bye.
You got it.
I don't know what he said.
Just thank you for stopping by.
Before you go, right. Can we get your best, huh, yeah? Okay, I guess not.
That was a good one.
Cam feels the same way I do about that shit.
Honestly, that was probably well deserved because when we drove back from Boone, when we played that metal thing with Within the Rot, they played the Sly Grog Lounge. And they were doing an interview with a radio station up there. And I called them. And I'm like, oh, what's up, guys? And Bobby's like, Peter, we're kind of in an interview right now, but I'll totally plug you while I have you on the phone. And I'm like, oh, I love you so much. Bye.
Out of all people, Bobby wants to act professional. Jesus Christ.
I know.
That's how you know shit's gone way downhill is when Bobby's the professional one.
Pass it around.
You act like I'm going to take it.
I just made it get it back to Thomas.
So we've done podcasts before in our basement where we just stare at each other. So I assume this is a little different. So do we need to do something for you or is there kind of other favors or something?
We haven't released the intro music yet.
I mean, I think I'm the only person that in here that's actually listened to every episode of this podcast.
And for you, I am so sorry you had to sit through that torture. Those episodes are fucking shit.
Don't worry about it. Are these on YouTube? I play all my podcasts at like 1.8 speed. So I got through it pretty quick.
Well, you're a pussy if you're not doing it three times the speed.
This is like the cash.
I have to build it up. I was stuck at 1.5 for a long time. 1.8 just started like as I was listening to Two Bears, One Cave. I got tired of Bert Kreischer.
Dude, me and my fiance are actually going to see him in March.
Bert is a fucking man child. Like, I loved his comedy, but after caught up on the podcast, he is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's got some funny shit.
Steven's back there nodding.
I'm so sick, like... He's even said it. Like, the machine story has to fucking die.
It's time.
Oh, the guy who's like, I am the machine!
Yeah.
So the guy that haunted us when we were coming up the street today, he is obsessed with that. he'd walk in, he'd be like, I am the machine! Peter, you are the machine!
He's the machine.
Calm down. I'm like, calm down, man. He's like, I'm a machine.
I hope you know I'm gonna have to cut out that part of you like insulting Bert Kreischer now, because like,
yeah.
What if like I get like fucking what's the word?
Well, I think he's pretty good with constructive criticism.
We're not.
Well, I'm not gonna do that to you guys. You guys are fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure he's good with constructive criticism. He's fucking married for God's sake.
You're from the triad ish. Yeah. You know where 52 and 40 cross. Mm-hmm. Somebody just got killed in a car accident like 10 minutes ago.
Glad it wasn't me. Insert some funny like noise.
Oh, yeah.
Way to ruin the podcast, Christian.
Yeah. Like, you just brought down the mood of the whole room.
Yeah. Like, give us bad news next time.
Breaking news and...
Jesus.
Sheesh.
Everyone liked us until this very moment.
It's okay. All this is going out of this thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can edit
and then
this.
Like it would go to something else.
Oh, get a little like static noise in there.
Cuts off mid sentence.
Guys, we're having some interference. One for the day seems to be not okay.
Damn!
The fuck! Holy shit, dude!
He's like, what? Fuck the intro music. That's my new intro.
That was like, what, 3 or 4 octaves right there. Damn.
I hope you know I'm serious when I'm going to cut that and make it a little sound bite and use it with everything.
Hey, awesome. I see your phone case.
I want credit for that.
Oh, damn, how nice.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. I worked like 30 minutes on that waiting on my truck. I'm sitting here like inching every little
piece. The info of every episode, I want burp. Christian Whittington.
Copyrighted. Yeah. Copyrighted.
You copyright that burp.
Oh, okay.
All right, give us something to talk about. I guess this is your podcast, so what do we have to do now? I put you on the spot.
After we took over the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, that's the thing that I want to come across in everything that I do with the podcast, which has been kind of shit because the last few ones, except for the very last one, has been done through Discord, and I have not been in person with anybody since probably the Push the Attack podcast.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Just because, you know... The C word, and I don't mean cunt.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel.
God, you fucking
came
said
from
it,
the
Peter.
C. The cunt?
No, it's Come just...
Quiet. Nope, not that.
I knew you'd pick up on what I was saying.
It's been a little difficult, and especially with my home and work-life balance. Had a kid not too long ago. Say that. It's been 10 months. Still feels like yesterday. So for all you parents out there listening, can I get a fuck your kids? But not like in the pedophilic way.
Wow.
It's okay. I'm going to cut that.
Cause if you have to specify.
Tolerate pedophilia.
No, kill your local pedophile or whatever Word. Else dumb shit they put on the back of bumper stickers for fat rednecks.
That's actually the number one thing on my bucket list is to kill a pedophile. That is the number one thing. Like, I want to publicly just, like,
I support
you're
it.
You're gonna like, die slowly.
I would really like to keep this in here, and fuck it, I may just keep it in
Do
here.
Do it. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck your local pedophile, but not in a sexy, like, type
of But way. Not in the butt.
If you do that, do it like the spit on your grave style.
Yeah. Yes.
With I a shotgun.
That. I feel that shit.
I'm really... See, that's something we don't get a lot. We don't get movie integration.
I don't know why I watched that movie either. I can't stand any kind of gore stuff, but it was on, and I was like, this is awful. And I just... Dude, I kept seeing different scenes.
That's
like,
the best part about
Halloween,
though.
No,
it's not. Like, no, you get candy. those bundle movies
Hold
and like 5
second.
Bucks that have a whole bunch of bullshit.
My drummer is calling, actually. Hold on. You go for Brian. This is Brian with Sit Down with the Breakdown. How may I help you? Zen.
He yeeted.
Hello?
Right. He's like, no, fuck that.
He's like,
dude.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. I'm
Can you
out.
Hear me? And there's no one there.
Cool. Cool. Well, now that we've had 3 people crash the stream.
Maybe his asshole.
Stream.
Called.
God, I'm so used to saying stream the podcast. Have you ever had anybody like hijack your podcast and
yeah,
do something?
You're doing
no, because
it
nobody
right
gives
now.
A shit enough to
cool.
do it.
Hunter, go upstairs in the fridge and get the thing I bought.
Fuck yeah.
Ice oh, dildos.
Okay.
I love
That's
I love
the first
doing
thing my back. Mind went to. Like, I'm gonna be yeah. kinda disappointed if it's not an ice
dude,
dildo.
Dude, if it's
Peter.
Not a fucking freezer dildo, dude.
Freezer dildo.
I'm gonna yeah. walk out of here right now. My band's
you
playing
You got
tonight.
Freezer dildos and microwave pussies. That's how it works, man.
I just want to congratulate you. You were the first person to say the word pussy on this podcast.
What? Oh, that's,
you
that's
went,
a good achievement right there.
You win absolutely nothing.
Thomas Fuck is gonna yeah. go home. He's
Story
gonna make his
my
own
life.
Plaque and hang it on the wall.
I
He's
said
gonna
pussy
wake up
on
every
podcast.
Morning and salute that son of a bitch.
I can go ahead and tell you this is going to be my favorite one I've done yet.
I hope not.
Oh, my God.
I hope there's a lot of people after us that do a lot better, because if not, I don't want to be the bar.
Yeah, I feel like we're blowing this shit.
Well, see, no, that's the thing. It's not about, like, technicality and skill when it comes to this. At least not for me. I'm sure if you talk to anybody else who does podcasts, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Quit podcasting. You suck. But no, I just – the thing I want to come across is – how organic this is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
So the note cards, I should not talk about them?
Well, you've fucked it up now, Peter. We're definitely going to have to cut that out. I'm going to put a little part where it just cuts and it's like 30 seconds of silence.
Yes. Today's just, podcast every, is how to every, have a podcast.
Like, just bleep it all out. Just make it all that burp.
The whole podcast is singular burp.
I'm just going to like extend it and like have it on a loop for the last 10 minutes of whatever the runtime of this thing is.
If people can't genuinely, like, enjoy just pure fuckery and fucking around and
I like fuckery.
Really not caring and having a blast, then you're obviously listening to a podcast for something that means something.
Fucking nerds.
Jesus fucking Christ, Peter.
And
fuck
I,
you,
fuck This
you
whole
family.
Time I've thought podcasts were literally just people hanging out and doing their own thing, but, like,
dude,
deep down
people
inside.
People put research
they,
into this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they really
it's
do.
Insane.
And it's... It's not anything. Hunter, are you going to hurry up and crash this or not?
I did a podcast on...
It's broken!
I did a podcast on Halloween about best gear for remixes. A budget for whatever stage you're in.
We got everything.
Oh, I was...
You don't need plastic where you don't
buy. Well, Brian...
What is this, Peter?
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Peter.
You should know.
And we just crashed your podcast with a cheesecake.
Yay.
Here, hold this.
And I... questioned you about fruit because I needed to know what to put on top of it because I wasn't going to eat a plain ass cheesecake.
You couldn't just
well,
put himself
you
there.
Can keep the cherry.
I didn't get a cherry.
Strawberries. Well, strawberries. I'm a sucker for just plain cheesecake.
Okay, well then I'll put
it
on
it
mine.
Is good.
Fuck you.
I'm a classy redneck, so I can use my pocket knife.
I'm
Hunter,
about
after you crack that bad boy open.
crack it open a cold can.
Strawberries
with the boys.
We are not okay.
This is a shit
okay?
show.
This what? Is not a shit show. We're having a
this
blast.
This is exactly how I hoped it would go, but better.
Fuck.
Wait, at what point in time can you have a podcast and
I
somebody come in and be like,
use
by the way,
open can.
Here's a cheesecake.
He hasn't even asked us a damn question yet.
He doesn't have to. We are the question. What the fuck are we doing? Who are we?
That is a fair
we
system.
Ain't shit.
Anyway, Hunter, there's that double pantry thing, like, next to the door out. There's, like, a skull cup with forks in it.
Come on, Aaron boy.
That's what he is. I mean, that's what he was on tour.
That's what happens when you're a bassist.
Ask us about tour. Do that. if Christian wants a question, ask about tour.
Hey, Christian, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
There's your question. Fuck off.
That's it.
There's your question. Thank you for joining us on Sit Down with the Breakdown.
Today's podcast is how to have a podcast. People are going to learn what to do and what not. No, 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 no. Don't give him the fucking can. No.
Oh, my God. He's going to fuck the can. That's he's going exactly at it with his dick.
Gonna stick his dick in it.
I'm not going to stick my dick in it. Let me but see
chug
it.
Why not? Hold up. That's the question I should be asking. Why?
Because Peter doesn't want me to. I see.
He admits.
I will say that can of strawberries is looking very breedable and submissive.
As Nick would say, a fuckable Goomba, we are now saying, man, that calm is one down, breedable Bob. Strawberry.
Oh my God, I love you guys so fucking much.
I mean, we did that we did that podcast with Bobby, and we literally just sat on the couch and we were like,
Y'all couldn't think of shit.
Of course, this is way better than what we were doing. Steven, give me a thumbs up if that's correct.
Yeah, he just he just flipped Peter off.
Let me see it.
No. Give him the fucking can.
I just want to...
No, do it when we're done.
He just, like, made a motion to his dick with the can.
Nothing's going
to
come out when it's empty, dumbass.
I don't know what I thought.
Okay, so to give a little recap, Peter, explain the cheesecake.
So I hit up your fiance because we're friends on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, it's Brian's birthday. What kind of cake does he like? And she's like, he doesn't like anything chocolate, but he likes cheesecake. And I'm like, I can fucking do that.
This will actually be the second piece of cheesecake I've had in 24 hours, and that gives my life meaning.
Above the alcohol. No, Christian, come back.
We just
can't leave me here with Thomas.
We just lost Christian, so... Now that they're gone, let's get down to the real nitty gritty. Peter, how big is your dick?
Why do we have to do this?
I mean, we don't, but I'd really appreciate it if we did.
Eight.
Eight? You're fucking lying.
No.
Dude, I'm like cold. 5.5, like on a good day where it's hot and like it's not shriveled up.
We've had this question multiple times. Like, it was, when we first brought Nick in the band, Christian's like, all right, now that we have two Italians, like, really, let's figure out who has the bigger dick. And
from what I hear, Nick has a hog.
Does he really?
From what I hear.
What a guy. But I turn back.
What a gentleman.
Everyone's pointing at me, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. And then Sly was going to join the band.
Wait, hold on. You know he brought forks down here, right?
I did. I brought metal forks.
Oh, well, no. I don't want to use metal forks.
Okay. That requires means I have to washing them. A dish. Yeah,
the struggle of fuck the millennial. That.
I think there's a cup
I already
in
have to wash the paper plates.
Like
I don't know why I'm going to wash the silverware.
Hey, my household uses nothing but paper plates unless we run out.
If
which
they came
to go
out
to
with
store.
Like disposable pots and pans, I would never wash anything
absolutely.
Ever
also,
again.
Also, I promise you that I didn't broke. Buy the cheesecake like that. For some reason, the canned strawberry like rolled on it and it like squished it somehow.
See, I wish you wouldn't have told me because like I was just... over here thinking about the craziest ways this could have happened.
Oh, we can think of something awesome right now. I was driving.
We were playing Frisbee.
While Peter was driving.
Yeah. While throwing it out the car to another car.
Frisbee in the quad.
When we were tossing out the window to one another.
Just handing it through the car windows going down the highway. Yeah. Just
take a bite.
How does it down the highway? Down, like, main city.
No,
street.
Christian, put the alcohol away.
We have alcohol?
I have a lot of alcohol.
Kinda, yeah.
You guys want to do a shot? Be the first band to do a shot with me?
Yeah,
on
dude.
Gonna be the first band to eat cheesecake with you on stream.
First guy to say pussy, first band to drink? Fuck yeah, dude.
Whole pals heard it first.
We gotta do birthday shot.
This,
oh my God.
This podcast
just keep that
is
fucking Jaeger
just
away
in
from
case
me.
You party.
You will get pregnant, I swear to God.
You Bottle promise?
Jaeger's gonna get you pregnant? How did you live? Oh, that's not the heavy one.
God, this is just a full-on derailment.
Brian.
Yes.
Shot.
Will you, Thomas, do the honor of holding the cheesecake?
Get some cheesecake going.
Wasn't this a podcast 10 minutes
please,
ago?
Yeah, use those. What?
Wasn't this a podcast 10 minutes ago?
It still is a podcast, but with cheesecake and alcohol. All
right, Thomas, I know you want the pink one.
Oh, yeah, dude, pink is my
which,
life.
Which, by the way,
I live for pink.
I would love the pink one. Thomas, I just want to say, but we're going to eventually get into the gear aspect of this. If not, if we don't do it today, we'll be
you
doing it on another one. Mm. I just want to say, I fucking love your guitar.
Dude, that Mitchell is
yes,
wonderful. The Mitchell MD200.
A lime green bass today.
Yeah, I wanted to.
My drummer's calling back, guys. Fourth interruption.
I swear.
Hey, Zen, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Thomas, no. He's probably, like, been here. He has no idea what's going on.
Like, I don't know where to go.
Like.
I'm scared.
What is it? It's connecting.
It's connecting? The phone call is connecting.
Do you have Wi-Fi here, Peter?
I do have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, his password is rate my hog 1 through 10.
Just for all of you viewers listening out there, I promise this is no, when the time comes, I promise this had nothing to do with why I fucking offed myself.
He thought about it. He's like, I'm not going to do
it's
it.
Like,
just because. Bitch, he thought, but then he interviewed home for the day.
He was like, Jesus, this is it.
It's like, I have a reason to live, but not the will.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Now let me call my drummer.
Now, what
back.
Is this drink here?
Captain.
Ooh.
It was, I haven't had Captain before.
It was birthday
wait,
boy's
pick.
Well, none of you have to do Captain.
Well,
Hunter, got a little Captain in you.
Sponsor me.
Hey, Thomas, would you set this beside you real quick?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I
do
now
as a family.
We do shots as a family. God, this is the coolest place
except
on the planet.
Except when I drink the whole bottom.
Take your cheesecake, Low. Christian. I'll trade you a shot for cheesecake.
Call him Virgin.
Okay. Oh, Virgin. Man. What's up, Virgin? All right. So here is to the, what's the name of the podcast? Say it again.
Sit Down with the Breakdown.
Sit Down with the Breakdown podcast. I'm sorry. We've said a lot.
Cheers, boys.
Happy this birthday, Brian. We appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
Mazel tov.
I'm all for doing shots.
Cheesecake.
Ain't nothing too about to do it, so get down to it.
Need more,
I did it.
Any more
forks. Cheesecake. Cheesecake.
There's forks right here.
Two more forks.
Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah, that was bad.
God damn.
I have so much better alcohol.
I didn't get a chaser, so I chased it with cheesecake.
That would have been the smart idea. I just want you to know, Peter, I had the same exact cup.
Let's get some of the fucking strawberries.
Well, somebody give Peter a goddamn
I need the two forks. I need two forks. One for me, one for Hunter.
Oh.
All right, now, Christian, I'll hand you these if you promise not to fuck the can.
I had zero intention of fucking the can. I just want some strawberries. God damn it.
What? I'm sure there were extra sharp edges on
that. Connor.
Okay, first bite of cheesecake going down the gullet.
Yummy.
Oh, yeah.
Walking sludge.
Brian, you have to take this home.
I have two cheesecakes sitting in my fridge that my fiance just made.
Oh, my God. Why did she tell me to do it? I mean, she didn't tell me. I told her I was going to fucking do it. But...
because she's a nice person. And she knows how much I love cheesecake. And
you have a lovely fiance, and you should be very happy.
I actually used to not like cheesecake, and then one day I just decided, fuck it.
Oh, I fucking love
and
cheesecake.
And I was just like, okay. All right,
what's
why
your
is this really good now?
Does anyone have a preference?
I was
raspberry
the same way
lemonade
with
lemonade from
oh,
Cheesecake
dude,
Factory.
Dude, that mango one we had. The mango raspberry one we had.
They don't have it anymore.
Oh, dude.
I just went there like a couple days ago, and it's gone.
My favorite thing to do is put mozzarella balls into a pie crust and pretend that's cheesecake, because I'm poor.
Are you happy with what you
who
just said?
You?
I don't like what you said, and I'm Italian.
Oh, my God.
I've heard some terrible jokes. I have some pretty racist friends, and that tops it.
Thomas, would you like strawberries?
No. No.
That's like those poor bastards that eat mayonnaise like it's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, no one here
dude,
does that.
So I if I ever see anybody just straight hand scooping mayonnaise, I'm going to beat the shit out
Jesse,
of them with something.
You're not allowed in my house then.
Jesse, for Christmas, received
no, I like mayonnaise,
a big
but
jar
I mean shit.
Of like Duke's mayonnaise from Sam's Club, and the guys had opened it up already and put his actual birthday present inside of it in a plastic bag and said that you have to reach in and get it. And he hates mayonnaise.
Well, that's fucked up.
That's wonderful. My fiance is actually like deathly terrified of mayonnaise touching her skin. So, do you have any mayo in the fridge, Peter?
Yeah,
that's how we have to greet her when she gets here.
Just straight mayonnaise handshake.
Just
hello
on the floor.
Wait, is it
just covered in mayonnaise? Hello.
I have a vegan AIDS because Haley's been doing that. Does that
count?
You have
vegan AIDS?
Yeah, vegan AIDS.
Eat your vegetables.
My butthole is bleeding. Okay, enough of that.
But enough about Steve Jobs.
Yo.
So
oh, cool. We have like a whole ass hour.
Wonderful.
To begin a new get here.
Okay, so
that's the time frame. One whole ass.
One whole.
Well,
ass
if we're going
day
off of Thomas's metrics, god damn.
Yep. My hips have never lied a day in their life.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just Would you do me the honor of sitting on my face?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to give you a lap dance today.
We have to do that on camera.
No way.
Yeah, Peter's owed me a lap dance. Peter has owed me a lap dance since the day that I showed up late to your show at Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, I said he'd show up and give you a lap dance.
You dumb shit.
You should have got Danny to do it.
That's how everybody got COVID.
let me get the fucked up piece, yeah.
Oh, God. That's too funny.
Yo, Peter, hit me up with another piece of that cheesecake.
I got you. Christian more cherries?
Yeah.
You like the Brett Little Birdie?
You like smooth jazz?
No.
All right, then.
I don't have my phone, but I have the perfect meme for that.
Let's try to get some chunks.
Yeah.
So, on this next segment, I'd like to talk about Astro World.
Fuck me.
Oh, God,
dude.
Is
that the thing where people died or something?
Yeah, that's the thing where people died.
I sound really bad for not knowing.
Now, I fully get everybody being mad at Travis about that, but they also shouldn't be super pissed about it.
I feel like he does bear some responsibility to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but
let the record
just
show,
for the
I don't
fact
know what's
that
going
he
on
saw
anymore.
The ambulance, acknowledged it was there, and then was like, what the fuck is that? And then, like, saw... You could see that he could tell that people were, like, getting on the fucking ambulance.
Oh, yeah, like, stop the show and all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, no, he...
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely give him fault for that.
But I think No, thank you. The fault definitely, in my opinion...
I almost fucked that up.
Falls more to the promoters and the security.
And I feel like some of the crowd might have to take a little blame, because, I mean...
Yeah.
What is it, cage mentality? If you're closed in, you're going to go fucking nuts, pretty much, if you can't do a lot of things.
I think crowds are getting a little wild, too. Oh, anyway, yeah. I know things are back. I know people are excited.
I wonder how, what is it, Knotfest, or what is this going on
in
Florida
bonfire,
today?
The bonfire at Knotfest. Yeah. So that happened.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, in a field, during Knotfest, fans started a bonfire, and they had to shut down the entire show because there was a fire present in the area.
That's such an Iowa thing to
what's
do.
What's that one going on today in Florida? Rock something.
Welcome to Rockville.
Yeah, Rockville. I'm surprised I haven't seen anything about that yet.
So let's talk about Blue either. Ridge, where everyone smashed through the Golden Circle gates, and they just fucked that for the entire thing, which it's dumb.
Brian's the only person here that actually made it into Blue Ridge.
Yeah, Christian gave up after 4 hours.
And
waiting.
Dude, I'm so sorry you couldn't be there. Okay.
Don't even tell me what I missed. I know what I missed.
You missed a bunch of bullshit is what you did. You missed a 7.5 mile walk from offsite parking that they just let people go wherever they want. Like, I almost couldn't get out at the end of the day because nobody was there directing traffic and people had set up their tents.
Right.
No, so if you were lucky enough to get in and parked and then wanted to make that 7.5 mile walk to the road that the venue, that led into the venue, which was another mile, you know, you didn't even need a ticket to get in. They didn't scan shit. You could have brought, I saw a guy with a big ass bottle of Jaeger in his back pocket, just walk through security. They weren't checking shit.
I remember hearing that as well.
I remember hearing about the septic tank that exploded in one of the campsites and flung shit all over the cars.
The Golden Circle thing happened when Spirit Box
played. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they opened with Holy Roller.
Okay.
And before the song even kicks in, you know, like that, the opening to it. As soon, 10 seconds into that playing... People were jumping over the fucking barricades. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, I did it. Yeah. I didn't jump over a barricade.
Did you storm the Capitol?
My hero.
No, because I'm not a fucking terrorist, Thomas.
You got a point.
Did you hear about the
podium? Shut the fuck up.
Imagine bringing your own podium to the Capitol thinking you're not going to have podiums.
Oh, man.
Okay, so...
That red hat don't cover that dumb ass, does it?
So, I mean, we talk about that, but, I mean, here I am. At my very first show that I went to, it was the first, or, like, second Uproar Fest they did. Avenged Sevenfold headlined it. So I spent the day watching a bunch of the smaller bands at first on that side stage way out.
Damn, that's good.
And then we were inside the Verizon amphitheater for the rest. And we had field tickets because we're a bunch of school kids with no money.
I feel that.
So it's like $20.
I'm still there. I'm just not
inside. I get to see Avenged Sevenfold, Disturbed, Hailstorm, Stone Sour, blah, blah. I mean, we sit there long enough to where by the time, you know, Hailstorm and Stone Sour are off. I'm like, you know, nobody bought tickets for these seats. There is no security in these stands whatsoever. At any moment, I can hop over this fence that has no height. I'm sitting on it, watching the show, and just be like, oops. And we did. All six of us just got seats, and we hung out the rest of the time, got as close as we could, seeing who wasn't coming back.
That was the thing with the at least the first day. We only went the first day of Blue Ridge. There was like maybe 15 to 30 people in the Golden Circle. And keep in mind, the Golden Circle area was like three times the size of your whole basement.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a football field long out away from the stage and as wide as I just described across the stage. So you, if you weren't in Golden Circle, you could barely fucking see. Mm. Nobody was filling it up. So everybody decided, fuck it. Let's just go.
Yeah, I hear that entirely.
I think it's a dumb concept.
It is.
It's a cash grab. That's all it is.
That's the whole reason they did it.
Really backfire at the Astro World? Like, people were trying to break into that, and all the rich little celebrity assholes were like, ooh, get out of here, but, you know, fuck you and your fame. So, yeah.
Not mad at anybody for being famous. Whipple. I'm mad at people for the reasons that some of them got famous.
Yeah, like these TikTok stars are just, some of them are so stupid, like Island Boy or whatever the fuck his name is.
I have not.
Now, Dan Cummins' little like joke about it was hilarious.
I love Dan Cummins.
I'm a cemetery boy.
Oh, do you really? Does Christian know that?
Dude.
He's my favorite comedian. Has been for several years.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that when you came over to my house, actually.
Do you follow like the podcasts on Instagram?
Dude.
Not on Instagram, but you showed me.
You gotta check out Scared to Death, dude.
Does he know that you won?
Good, because I'm absolute fucking creep.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah.
Every year they do like the street team thing.
Yeah,
I won this year.
Holy shit!
We were on tour when it happened.
I got this phone case from it. I got $200 in store credit. I got some shirts, this phone case, a duffel bag, a record.
Like, the picture they featured about it is if you go into the milestone. Mm-hmm. It's that very first bathroom when you lift up the toilet seat.
Hell yeah.
Out of
us traveling the entire, like,
the south
half
east.
Wow. Yeah. Of the United States, going all the way to Texas, dropping one at pretty much every stop, every rest stop in the city, and they use our home one.
Like, you ran out in Tennessee, didn't you?
And that was the first one.
No, because the last one I had, I stuck on a gas pump in Winston. Like a week after we got back from tour,
he felt so proud too. Every time
he'd slap
one. Oh, that's
right. Because you told me you had just ran out when we were going to see Chad.
Yeah.
I kept seeing it on Facebook. I'm like, what are you tagging for, bro?
Yeah, no, it was the street team. They do like, I want to say it's like 500 or
I've got to get.
I think it's like 500 people get a free pack of stickers and they're first come, first serve, and they put the hashtags, tag the podcast, and. After a couple months, they pick one person to win, and I won this year.
Yeah. What do they advertise it over their Patreon or something like that? Or is it just...
They talk about it in the podcast, and they announce when it's going to go live.
Don't listen to any of this nonsense about there being another podcast. The only podcast to ever exist is this one.
Spotify's going to be upset.
Steven, you want to jump in on this?
He just looked, what?
Hey, Steven. How's it going, buddy?
Tool Time.
Oh, the neighbor?
Yeah, fucking Home
Wilson.
Improvement.
Wilson!
From Home Improvement,
so let's,
yeah.
Let's talk about Home Improvement. You talked about doing that going down the stairs.
Oh, dude, yes.
Place. So, we were plagued for several months on Facebook.
The hardcore scene was
wild for a while. The hardcore scene, I finally figured it out. And some of them even wasn't them. It started spreading outward.
Don't you tell who
Elbow is. Is this?
I'm not going to say that.
In case Jared listens.
Somebody started making... No, he knows now, I think.
Ah, damn.
Because that was long over. So a bunch of people started making fake Facebook profiles of characters...
Yes, I remember. Yes, I'm friends with
Al Borland talks shit.
Al Borland talks mad shit.
He doesn't care.
Tim Allen, Al Borland, Wilson, Heidi was on there.
I'm friends with all of them on Facebook.
Yeah, I love it. Every year I get Al Borland's birthday in there, and I'm like,
yeah.
Written in Gray was also highly in on that, trying to figure out who people were. And they played the vape shop one time with us while it was still like in high alert of what was going on. Jonas or Angus. Pops his head out the window, just going down the road. He screams, Al Borland is real! But
that sounds like a very Jonas thing, so I'm going to assume it was Jonas.
It's probably Jonas. So three of them, or two or three, that were hardcore kids. It was Al Borland and Tim. Adam Bowman was one.
Yeah.
And Matthew Reeves was Al Borland.
Yeah.
And Jared didn't want to believe that Matthew Reeves, his buddy, was talking that much shit to him, making him cry on Facebook.
He cried?
I don't know who Wilson was.
I about got so happy.
But I asked, I started asking Adam because he told me he was Tim. I was like, so who are the other people? And he was like, honestly, man, I don't know. Me and Matt made the Tim and it just
snowballed from there.
Yeah, Tim and Al Borland won. And then all of a sudden, these other ones just started showing up. So Stevie was Heidi. Stevie Stewart.
I love Stevie.
From Cattle Mutilators. He was Heidi.
We got to get them back here.
Because Tim, Seth, and Stevie were all like in it, like laughing and joking with them. And then Heidi would show up. And Seth didn't want to believe it was him. And then he finally caught Stevie doing it.
Oh, well, damn, guys. So let's actually get into some podcast shit.
It's about time.
Podcast stuff? It's... I still don't know how one works.
Well, I still need to go through each of you guys' role with the band's influences. You know, the boring shit that no one comes to a podcast for.
Okay.
So one by one, and Christian.
Yep.
I know you look a little bored, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I'm good. Fucking tour. Sorry.
Be bored.
You're good. I'm fucking with you. It's a joke.
The tour that you guys are playing our kickoff on.
He looks like he has no idea.
Yes, no, I was blanking. Okay, so, just once again, this is Sit Down to the Breakdown, number one podcast for local bands.
Yeah.
Gave myself that title of number one.
You deserve that title.
We have like 2 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Hey, all 2 of you.
We're the number 2 streaming platform on Twitch.
We are number 2.
One of the 2 monthly listeners, the other monthly listener besides Christian is me, and I just have him on repeat in the background to get my views up.
My main viewer is my mom.
You just hurt my heart. Nobody heard that on this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't say it out loud.
That's fine. Ask your damn question.
Okay, so once again, just in case you've forgotten, we're here with Holmes I'm here with Holmes for the day. So if each of you could go one by one, I don't give a shit who goes first and introduce yourself. But also, before we get into that, there's one person who's not here today.
Little Nicky Poo, the birthday
Nick.
Boy.
Nick, when you listen to this, because I know you will.
No, he won't.
Nick is at home charging his eyes.
Yeah, you're right. He probably won't. All he does is just in case, you guys can take and like chop out this little segment right here and send it to him if you want, or I can. Nick, when you do come across this, I just want to let you know that I'm giving you the biggest fuck you for not being here.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing the best episode this podcast has ever done. So mm-hmm. not only fuck you, Nick, mm-hmm. but also I'm expecting the world's driest hand job next time I see you.
No spit.
Like,
I mean, that means you can't even have fun.
Not even,
like,
not even smegma.
At the end of it, that better be dry as fuck.
Just a straight old dust nut.
No. That's what the blood's for. Like, halfway through, it's just going to start bleeding.
December 1st is going to be wild.
Oh, yeah. Dick destroyed December. Okay, but back
anyway.
To it. Each one of you, one by one, introduce yourselves and what your role in the band is.
I am Thomas.
Just fart?
Fuck you.
Could you fart?
No.
Wait, what about this one in the chamber at all times?
I have released the chamber a lot today. That chamber need to go to Walmart and stock up.
All right, then. Well, anyway, like he's trying to get us to fucking do.
We'll start with you, Thomas.
I am Thomas. Yeah. I do backing vocals and guitar, and I'm actually one of the co-founders of Home for the Day, or just in case at the time until... We
just in
out.
Case you party.
Yeah.
Which
sucks because we thought we had such a good name back like 7 years ago. And we're like, Jared Soward's a good friend of ours. Send us a fucking picture of an EP from a band from Charlotte named Just In Case. And I'm like, well,
and they were
shit.
Apparently very big.
Yeah.
Well, I have not heard of them then.
Well, they're dead now. So.
They're
apparently
well, they're actually
oh,
no.
Oh, like you believe me, what a loser.
Didn't they go
for
say,
like NSYNC or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think say go to UNC like, Charlotte and you'll meet Justin, the lead
I'd
singer.
Rather
like,
not
he's
go,
a teacher,
ever go
I think,
to UNC no. Charlotte if that's fine with you guys.
Anyway, okay. Oh, the rest of you fuckers. Nick's not here, but he's our other guitarist and he does vocals too. He's the
miss you, Nick.
He's the birthday boy of the band.
He is the birthday boy, but today is not his birthday because it is Brian's birthday.
It's actually not my birthday, Peter.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happened in Boone. It was Rob's birthday, and
it was like 2 days later.
Nick thought I was going to be like, "Oh, we have a very special birthday shout out." And I
was like,
"Happy
birthday,
Rob!" Yeah,
like his anxiety was.
We'll talk about Nick later. We'll do a whole segment on why we love Nick.
But anyway, who are you, and what do you do?
I don't know. I am Peter. I do vocals and play bass when necessary. Or if Thomas wants to play bass, then I'm on guitar if Nick isn't around, like today. Things like that.
I really hate I haven't gotten to see you on guitar yet.
It's not that good.
It's all shit no matter what instrument he's on.
Guitar is just bass with six strings.
What are these other two strings for? Guitarists
don't even
know.
Shut down right now. I'm going
to
get so fired.
I know like three people off the top of my head that actually do listen to the podcast that are going to be looking for your home address.
Yeah.
After that comment.
Oh, no. I may have said it on it earlier with Cam.
No,
anyway,
I did.
Okay.
He texted it to him.
Okay.
It is pretty easy to find with the house shows, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do vocals, bass, guitar when necessary. I'm really supposed to be like a really runny hype man of a front guy.
But that became Hunter as soon as he came around.
Yeah, we have a guy who's working on things for us right now. He's a sweetheart.
Say hey to Hunter.
Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
I was the last, I guess, official member of Just In Case.
Yeah, he actually was. We were... you need people like me. We actually played it the very first day we practiced. We played it 10 times in a row.
The same three notes.
Yeah, the same three notes. And now it did not change until Peter came into the picture when there was like a bridge added and shit.
I was like,
okay,
this is some
but there's we need a singer and stuff. I was like, I don't know who to talk to, because I mean he was in a band. I mean he wasn't the singer, but I mean he was in Below Freezing, so I knew him.
I say that a little
bit.
I've never heard anyone casually say the term "he was in Below Freezing" and nobody like make a shitstorm out of it. So
because it was a shitstorm.
I mean, I know it was.
Knows.
But normally we're like, ha! But you were like, yeah, but, no, he was in Below Freezing, as if like it was a band.
Hold on, ha 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 ha, Peter, that was a shit show.
Thank you.
But anyway, we added him and we showed him the songs. And I think the very next practice to Knee People, he was like, oh yeah, here's the lyrics.
I did.
And we're
I had lyrics.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And I don't know what came over me. I just wrote the whole song. And I brought it in, and I was like, here's lyrics.
We worked on everything, I think, for what, a few months? Because September to, like, March, we
March
worked
we
on stuff. Because March 28th is our very first show ever.
And we had a couple of songs. I mean, we had, did we have
Escape
then?
We filled a full 30 minutes, I know for a fact.
I think we went over, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we did, because we just went all out. We had streamers, all kinds of shit. We was like, no, we're partying, dude. We're all about partying. That's
and that's the day we changed
do.
Our name as well.
Yeah, we changed our name that day. And like we treated it like people would give a shit, but they didn't.
I think they
but,
did.
But I mean, we've got a picture over,
yeah,
over
yeah,
there somewhere
the
of like
of
four dudes
show.
Being really excited about holding four balls to stay home for the day.
I have a ball like that up on like a decorative place in my room.
Your sweetheart for having that.
What, the tiny ones that he got
yeah.
too stoned and ordered the wrong ones?
I'm not going to confirm nor deny that.
I love going to people's houses that we're friends with and seeing one of our beach balls tucked away somewhere.
That's awesome. Hunter, would you like to say things?
Hi, I'm Hunter. I'm not necessarily a permanent fixture in the band.
He's our merch guy.
Pretty much. They're teaching me to play bass, so fair warning, that's in the future. Or it should be in the
that's
future.
That's the way to do it.
I'm mostly on tour with Home for the Day and Duckbeak. I ran merch and
he held a hands with a girl.
You're just gonna keep giving me shit for that.
Yeah,
you?
Hey, one of us has to lose our virginity, and it better be
you. You saw her twice.
Two states, two fucking
two different states that were several
she,
hundred miles
she wasn't
away
even following did, the band. She was following that sweet ass.
Did
I
you get
have
her
at
number?
Least
at least?
Her my
I
wiener.
Did get her number. I also got her Snapchat.
Have you talked to her?
We talked a little bit, but it just wasn't going to work out because she lives in fucking Georgia.
And?
I just drove to Georgia for the hell of it.
I would be perfectly fine with doing that if it weren't for the fact that she's 6 hours away.
And I get that.
You have
over,
the phone
over
for
two.
A reason.
You know what else
no,
is six
no,
hours
yeah.
away?
Bucky's.
Bucky's.
You gotta go
just
for
it.
Fucking Bucky's.
Always. Isn't there one in Florence?
Sheets is better.
South Carolina?
There's one in Florence.
I know
there's
one
someone
3 hours
out there fight you over that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's that
I
one.
Couldn't find
the
one in Chattanooga.
God, this is going to be a fucking mess to edit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just, that's why you
just don't edit it. Just
before
like,
we
hey,
go on another tangent, hi, I'm Christian. I play drums. Jesus Christ.
Say, come on, say things. Come on.
Say things, Christian.
Yeah, Mr. Booking Agent.
Come on, Chris Chan.
talk about your nice
kit.
He's got a UFO.
He just fucked your ass raw, dude.
I didn't hear what he said. Can you repeat that?
Chris Chan. I didn't hear what Brian said.
He called you Chris Chan.
I mean, that's better than...
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's a lot better than Senior Awards Day when I got one award and they called me Christina in front of the senior class, the junior class, the sophomore class, and all of the senior class's families.
Well, to be fair, it's my kind buddy of Levi's the same. Mom texted what,
me during
what,
the ceremony. In, She's in like, nice to meet now. You, Christina.
I think, yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I've... yelled out several times at shows and at the house shows, fuck him up, Chrissy.
No way! Yeah. God, at least people don't call you penis.
Next.
Fucking 50 flies the whole time a Bruce Stock would roll up. They see me on stage. They'd go, penis!
Oh my God.
Those guys are sweet. I love them.
It's going to come down to this. We're going to have a second part to this when we... actually are cohesive with what we're talking about. This is going out as is, just so you know.
Hey, I'm happy with it.
I mean, if we need to serious it up and you ask us more questions, I mean...
No, this is fine.
Can we do a gear rundown if we need to?
We'll save all the in-depth shit for the next one, which will have to be very soon because I am loving this right now.
Just tell them about yourself.
Yes,
like,
Christian.
Give some.
I mean, what do you...
Talk about all your pretty...
His name, Christian Heagle. Thump. There you go.
Your previous band stuff.
No. There's only one question that's important for you to answer, Christian.
Okay.
Talk about your drumstick tramp stamp.
Okay, now there's two.
I don't have a tramp stamp, but I have an ass tat.
You have an ass tat?
Have you seen, okay.
No.
I've never seen this.
This is normal for us at this point.
This is... Okay, another first. This is the first time anybody's ass has been seen. That is fucking awesome.
That's sure funny.
Get it?
Can I please take a picture of that and make it the cover for this one on
please do.
Spotify?
Hell, you can pull the picture off my Instagram. It's a close up.
Are we friends on Instagram? I don't know.
I don't have one.
There we go. That's this that's episode's why, cover on Spotify.
You're older than me.
Just make yeah, sure I know. It doesn't the show any the cracks band. So you don't get in trouble.
You're good. But no, we're definitely... Well, this is just now decided this is part one of our sit down with home for the day.
Oh my God, we have to have two parts.
No, not two. Four. This is one of 15.
Oh, I love Avengers Endgame.
And then we're going to take and go through it because we're stone, not please. Happy with how it sounds. And then we're going to, you know, do a whole nother run of these.
Oh, so you mean our first album?
Steven's having nom flashbacks.
Sorry, Steven.
Too fortunate, like, son.
I love how I was looking at Peter the whole time that I was saying that, and his face didn't change. I don't know if you just didn't catch it at first.
He probably dumb not. Like that.
Would I not catch?
Exactly.
The, yeah. Okay, so moving on.
Well,
so
cheesecake looked like shit.
Like I said, this is tasted just good. Part one of our sit down with home for the day. Part two, Nick better fucking be there.
We'll make sure.
I'll kick him in the nuts if he's be. Not.
Huh?
If Nick's here, I probably won't be. I work a fucked up schedule.
It happens. Oh, but anyway, this is just us getting to know you guys. I mean, I know you guys pretty well, I think. As someone who's been listening to you. Times. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't tell if you're like winding it down right now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah, I was like, is this it? Did we do it?
Did we do the podcast?
It can't be over.
So I've been listening to you guys for several years now.
Shit.
Wow.
Do you not know that?
I've well,
talk to I haven't even been listening to us for several years.
I feel bad.
I mean, shit. And I've only just now gotten to meet you guys this past July.
I know. Which, like, honestly, like, I have heard of you guys for a really long time as well. Like, Written in Gray, when you guys played at New York Pizza, I was like, who's Villain Over Heroes? Like, oh, they're like another pop punk band. I'm like, yo, I don't know like any pop punk bands. Like, I need to link up.
It's funny that we're considered a pop punk band when we have one pop punk song that we play.
Y'all are definitely like post hardcore, melodic metalcore.
Post hardcore is now just secondary pop punk.
I point. Still have the world's only Villain Over Heroes blowtorch.
Driveways like that.
That's right.
I'm the only one who has one.
A man after my own heart.
What do you have?
I have the world's only Villain Over Heroes blowtorch.
Get them now off of our Patreon for $39.99.
Or just give me like $1.50.
Dude, there was a band in the
Joking,
triad.
We don't have Patreon.
Luke was telling me about. Bands, yeah. They would just go to Walmart and buy like some random item in bulk and then put their logo on it and sell it.
That's
like,
what a lot of bands do with lighters.
They did toasters. They bought a bunch of like $15 toasters, stenciled their logo on the side with spray paint.
I want a home for the day
and
toaster.
Bought it, they sold them for like $20-25 bucks.
Toaster? You mean bath bomb?
Yeah, pretty Woo! Much.
Dude, those bath balls. Bombs that are in the shape of toasters.
I love those.
But I don't have a bathtub. I only have a shower.
In the shape of toasters?
Yes. It's called the last bath bomb.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Go back to the part about you listening to us for a couple of years.
I think my new favorite thing having to do with you guys is the, like, because it's obviously taken you a second for everything, like, jokes we've made to, like,
I'll be honest, I'm not hearing them half the time because I'm like trying to pay attention to somebody else who's talking.
It's my favorite thing now is the look in between when Peter's not understanding something and when he gets it, because his face lights up like the fucking 4th of July. He's like, I understand.
Steven, the eyebrows go way the fuck now. Up there.
Steven's the one recording this right now, and I just want to say I'm so sorry for how fine. This is going.
He's
this
used
is,
to it.
Around these parts, we call him God.
He is God.
He hears everything. He doesn't really talk a whole lot.
Feel free to record a little like thing like for God. Yourself in this, Steven, that I can just throw in here at any point.
Honestly, all I'd have to do is like turn on the talkback mic and be a douche.
You can do that at any point, by the way.
He ain't going to.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no. Okay, so you've
okay, yeah, so I've been listening to you guys for a while, and it's nice you brought up Burton and Gray. I've been trying for over a year now to get them on, and things just don't line up. I've been friends with Jonas since fucking middle school.
No way.
Yeah. Huh. We went to the same middle school. Well, me, him, Angus, I think, Brooks, and Lawrence. We all went to the same middle school. They were, like, two grades ahead of me. Hmm. But I knew Jonas from, well, actually I knew Jonas from elementary school. We used to ride the same bus.
Innocent Jonas. I don't
He know. Was never innocent. I can tell you that.
I believe it.
Yeah, no.
That's not an insult to Jonas. Jonas, I would die for Jonas.
Same.
We have to protect Jonas at all costs.
Love hanging out with Brooks.
Brooks,
he's my favorite.
Brooks is awesome. Haven't got to hang out with him much, but hopefully that's going to change. But yeah, so been listening to you guys for probably around four years now.
Oh my God. So you've Jesus. Listened to the first album yeah. for 4 years.
What a fucking loser.
What a champ. God, Going Under came out and he probably was like, yo.
You've been finally. Part of this band longer than me.
Longer than me, actually.
Thomas has been an in and out kind of guy.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, God. He was in and out with me last night.
Yeah, y'all should have been there. Subscribe to the OnlyFans link in bio. Bow,
wow.
I was busy stuffing my face at Olive Garden.
Link in bio.
It's over. You're talking about Olive Garden. Link in bio.
It's like an off-brand of Linkin Park.
We didn't try that
also
hard.
Also, us and Boone.
Oh, God. We have fully decided to never touch a Linkin Park song ever again.
Well, that makes every me time really we've fucking done sad because I wasn't able to get out there for that.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
It's because they haven't practiced.
Okay, so
in a fine environment where they
just
can actually
terribly
like, progress
scratch
it.
Your favorite CD from Linkin Park and play it, and that's how it sounded.
Okay, but if we
it's like better Linkin Park.
If we sat down as a band with the four of us and actually worked on a Linkin Park song, it would not be bad. You guys were trying it with Mike. I love him to death. He's a huge procrastinator.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
God, when they were telling me, there's, oh yeah, we don't know about Hit the Floor, and I'm like, oh, it'll be okay. It's just like
when
four
we
notes
were playing
and stuff.
It, and
I was
just
like,
kind of following along on bass. Like, everything was tight, and Mike was like, I forgot the words.
That's the crazy. We practiced, like, what, a week prior, and it sounded fantastic.
I mean,
we
you
get
also
up on that
did
stage
wait
and it was
like
awful.
2 a.m.
What practice were you at? We sounded like dog shit.
No, we sounded good. We sounded like
Given
us
Up
three.
Was the only song we had down.
Yeah, because it's the best song.
It is
got.
The best Linkin Park song.
It fucking is.
That fucking 30 to 45 second scream Chester does
yeah.
in that.
Yeah,
it's like 17 seconds.
I thought it was longer, Christian way longer than that.
Nah.
Well.
Somewhere
listen
between
to,
14
what is it?
And
listen
17.
To Wage War. That dude goes for like a fucking minute. Just
yeah, at the end of Warhorn.
That's it, yeah. Dude, I fucking
No. Wage War is one of my favorite.
No.
Fit for a King. Fit for a King has a ridiculous
That might be who I'm thinking
of. I just saw that. This is going to make me sound really, really bad, but I saw that on TikTok the other day.
Because
I'm not big into them, so I haven't, it's not their fault. It's nothing they do. I just haven't delved into their music.
They put on a fucking show.
That's what I've heard.
Slaughter to Prevail does,
too. Dude,
I saw them live at Ground Zero about 2 years back. Them and Oceana. Wonderful. I mean, Filth was there. No Zodiac. Ascension's Crown. It was a stacked show, dude. It was stacked. And I was so happy I was
there. Fucking slit your throat right this second if it could give me that memory.
Like, Alex is a absolute sweetheart.
You have to eat his heart to do that.
And
I'm already eating his ass.
On you, he doesn't have one.
I sold it.
Okay, so, but yeah. Sorry, I'm really bad at hosting anything, so bear with me.
I'm bad at being
Christian
a
knows
guest.
He's listened to the other podcasts.
We host stuff bi-weekly, so don't worry.
Yeah, this is what, the 11th episode?
Yep, I believe so. And it's gotten progressively better as I've gotten better, mics and equipment to do it with.
And once you get,
But it's also progressively gotten worse at the same time.
And then we happened.
And then you guys happened, and it changed everything. Now this is...
We have a whole second part, just because we're...
New York Times is about to do an editorial piece on this podcast alone.
Absolutely.
Because
it's awesome. The bar is so high, yet still so low.
And I can't reach it, because I'm short.
God damn it, Peter, you took my short joke. I had planned on making one short joke about you in this thing, and you fucking took it.
I woke up this morning.
It'd go over his head anyway.
I'll give you a piggyback ride. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Sit on my dick, give you 2 inches.
Mm-hmm. Is that what's left or what's in?
That's the whole thing. No. So you have me confused for
that's
somebody.
That's all that's there.
That's the whole thing.
This man doesn't look like Johnny Sins.
I can't do no damage,
you haven't seen
but
me
I'll
with
fuck
a shaved
walls
head.
Up, damn it.
No, I haven't. And honestly, that sounds a little bit terrifying.
Yeah, you don't want to see me with a shaved head. I haven't had a fully shaved head since I was 8.
We aren't doing Generation X here.
You mean...
D-Generation X.
Suck it!
MXPX, what?
Okay, so tell me a little bit about...
All I could think was XNXX, what?
If you're not watching on XTube, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm normally just on the hub.
That's fair. It's user-friendly. It's really user-friendly.
It is. You can share it to your Facebook so your family can see it. I mean, I would love for my mom to watch all the weird gangbang shit I watch.
You can broadcast that shit to your Samsung TV.
Right?
Halfway across the house.
I mean, my favorite experience of the past year is when I accidentally hit share to every contact in my phone. And my grandma was like, what the fuck is a gangbang? And so... I'm joking. That didn't happen.
It's nothing, Grandma. It's nothing.
Well, I was hoping that she didn't reply as, oh, I remember the old days.
Oh, no.
You look like you just got a flashback to something you don't talk about except for with your therapist, Christian.
Don't know.
How loud did they play the stereo the other night? Just tell us.
Them upside down pineapples.
It kept cutting on and off last night. I don't know what the hell was going on.
CD was skipping, I guess.
What the fuck happened?
I don't want to talk about it on the off chance my mom does listen to this.
Ooh, big stretch from Steven.
I love your mom. She's
God, you
great.
Probably just clipped the fuck out of the mic's clapping right in front of it, Tommy.
Steven's going to cut you off.
Good.
He's like, your mic's done.
Kill Thomas's mic right now.
Joke's on me, it was never on.
You just hear faint noises in the background. Ask us a question.
So, let's talk about your most recent tour. How did that go? Where all did you
wonderful.
Hit?
It was awesome. Everything that could have happened in the best way and worst way possible just happened. And that's what made it tour. If it went 100% smooth, it just couldn't have been.
No.
There was even an accident. What was it?
It was John. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got into an accident?
No, it was John from Doug.
The other car did.
So here's the quickest synopsis we can give you on how we ran tour. In Atlanta, we played the Masquerade at Purgatory, which that's a very big venue for Atlanta. Yeah. In Hell, next to us, was Knocked Loose.
And it was sold out.
Sold out. Mm-hmm. And down the road at the Tabernacle was August Burns Red. Also sold out.
Yeah, so we weren't going to get nobody
our
in our
room. Was empty.
They wouldn't let anybody in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they almost, yeah.
I mean, did anybody show up for that?
The other bands.
Other bands.
two or three people ended up walking in. One or two actually got through the door.
And even then, I'm not going to name drop, but the first two opening bands left before we played.
Which was slightly upsetting.
They were good, though. They were really good.
They were really cool.
I'll give them that. Up until that point. They know who they are.
Kind of negates that, though. If
because we literally got them in at the masquerade, and then that's like, it's kind of just a slap in the face. But Knocked Loose.
One of them got in trouble because they tried to sneak into the other.
No, that didn't happen. So that actually didn't happen. They thought she was, and she wasn't. Knocked Loose did show up during Duckbeak's set. Yeah. And watch them cover a Knocked Loose song.
Which Counting Knocked Worms. Loose
song was Counting Worms. Holy shit.
Every time they played it, everybody, every venue went nuts.
Boof.
Like, when we were at Killer's Tacos in Denton, everybody.
Now, are you in Duckbeak too?
No.
Okay.
No, none of us are. Christian actually filled in on drums. So, yeah, Atlanta, it was cool to play the Masquerade, but it was a dead show. Yeah.
Well, it was fun, though.
We
got harassed by homeless people because we were trying to buy food.
We also got damn good food.
But yo, here's the thing. We were in Georgia, right? Homeless people everywhere. Better phones than me. I seen a homeless dude with a fucking iPhone 11.
Dude came up to us and he's like, you guys got any cash? And we're like, nah, we're a traveling band. We don't really have anything on us.
Motherfucker said he had Cash App.
I hand this dude $6.
I'm internally dying.
They've evolved.
Why are homeless people in better financial shape than me?
Right?
Yeah.
Dude. Damn, like, they were all just on the side of the road just scrolling. I'm like, wait a minute.
We were on our way back from World of Coke.
Yeah.
And everyone thinking it's like, oh, you're asking for like $2-3, sell your fucking phone and you could have at least a hotel night. I mean, shit, that's an iPhone fucking 10.
World of Coke was my favorite place to go back when I had a severe cocaine addiction. We might be thinking of two different places.
I will
now
say
that
they do not have Atticus Light on display.
About the Pablo Escobar exhibit.
Yeah. I want to meet that guy. That was it.
You know, any cartel Pablo people listening, I want to meet him.
So we were then supposed to play Louisiana at HOMA, and
somebody else ripped the roof off.
Yeah, the hurricane ripped the roof off before we could.
What was the name of that?
Really talk about raising Intercoastal Club.
Intercoastal Club. So we had to reroute. I found that Little Rock, Arkansas was parallel to HOMA, the same distance, but 2 hours closer to our Denton spot in Texas. So we make our way there. We stop at Talladega for Christian.
That was actually really fun.
He had fun at the Speedway and the.
Did you drive anything?
No, sadly, no. They wouldn't let us anywhere near.
Now there was
apparently a couple of years ago NASCAR bought the track and there's a museum attached to the ticket office.
But that's state owned.
But NASCAR didn't want any association to the museum, so we went through the museum, but we could not tour the track.
What the fuck?
Sucked. Yeah, it sucked. We were excited. Car. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh God, they had all kinds of cool stuff.
They had Davey Allison's plane.
Yeah, they had Davey Allison's plane, two or three of his cars.
Why?
They had Harry Gant. Like, okay, so, you know, we're recording this in Taylorsville, and Harry Gant is a NASCAR legend from Taylorsville.
Yeah.
And I don't think he lives here anymore. He did a few years back. I know he used to live right across from the old Broy Hill. That used to be his house, but he moved away.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think he's in Charlotte now. Mm-hmm. That or... the lake, where there are other NASCAR drivers, like Norman?
Yeah, like Norman. Because
I know Jimmy Johnson has I think Dale has a house out there.
I can't remember the name of the guy, but like whenever I was like very little, like 3 or 4, I lived next door to a guy that was in NASCAR or something similar. So like I'd see the big trailer in the car and I was like, huh. Yeah. And he's got like cherry trees and stuff, so we used to be really cool with him.
My grandma's neighbors with Kevin Harvick.
That's nice. Back when I was a kid, my mother was actually friends with someone that was on Michael Waltrip's pit crew.
Really?
So, like, she used to get into shit for free, and it was pretty fun. That's how I met Senior and Gordon and all that
shit. Senior?
Yeah, when I was young. I even know, like, wrestlers.
You're redneck
and
royalty.
I mean, I know WWE stars, personally, because my cousin, his name is Eddie, he used to be one of their, like, physical therapists and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal. Like, the one highlight of my life is I actually got to meet Eddie Guerrero.
I'm jealous of that.
He was coked out of his fucking mind.
But he met him.
my cousin was a huge drug addict before he passed away. And this is years back for anybody who wants to, like, fact check and shit. Years ago.
What are you talking about, dude? This was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's alive. He lives in my basement.
And Dr. Dre said,
no idiot. Dr. Dre said, guess again, idiot.
So we keep moving, and we're like, yeah, we'll go to Little Rock. There was a pizza place that was also a venue. So it's like
the New York Pizza.
New York Pizza of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock Pizza.
And it was called Vino's, and they wouldn't book us even though, like, the date was empty. The guys like, we're pretty packed the rest of the year. And, like, it was not obviously packed. They just didn't want to fucking deal with it. So we were going to show up and see if they would just let us play. So we roll up. I get off the exit ramp because I'm the first one there.
And it is dark.
Dark. The street lamps are off. The stoplights are off. The one block
in the Little Rock
that does not have power is where this fucking pizza place is.
It's right at the exits, too.
Yeah, and we haven't eaten either. So we were going to eat there regardless. So now we keep going.
Yeah, what is it? We walk like a half a mile or so.
No, we drove over.
Oh, that's right. And then we walked from the parking lot to there.
Parking lot right beside the place.
Yeah.
And then we moved to the other parking lot where the woman was like, she likes dick and I like pussy.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so this guy rolls around the corner while we park there and he screams,
we thought it was duck beak.
Do you suck dick or eat pussy? And my brain absolutely flatlines.
He goes, both.
I got the video.
Oh my god, there's video?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
And is like the one with you?
Yeah. Okay. And the guy is like, you know, she likes dick and I like pussy. I was like, I have a dick. And he goes, fuck yeah. Best fucking moment.
I'm just right before they peel out, I jump out of the car and I go, who wants their dick sucked?
I'm incredibly disappointed that I wasn't actually there for that. I was.
Like, he was holding hands.
You were too busy
holds.
I was holding hands with a girl to her hotel.
This
you should have went in.
You could have got pooned.
She probably would have let me.
You could have been swimming in the Poon Lagoon.
The Poon Lagoon.
I disapprove of you phrasing it like that because I like to try to be a gentleman. But.
Okay, that's just that's how you know he's never been in the Poon Lagoon.
to be 19 again.
Oh, dude, I've got some.
Oh my god.
So you don't wanna know.
We joked about how we were gonna break.
I've seen
Texas.
A vagina.
Oh my god.
It was on the internet, way. But I saw one.
Then you see the real thing here, like, wait. That's not what
that looks like a disaster.
I don't know. Some of the girls I've been with and I'm not sure what I was at.
I can say the same.
So we make our way towards Texas. We joked about how we were all gonna have car trouble. We're going to break down in Texas.
Dude, the furthest point.
So I just bought a new car.
Yeah.
And it was specifically, I needed one, but it's what we were taking on tour. So I'm on the phone with Christian. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning. We're in Texarkana at the state line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, this is the rest stop I've been trying to tell you guys. I am neck and neck with the Welcome to Texas sign. The minute I hit it, my car flashes, service required. And I'm like, there ain't no fucking way.
And here we are already kind of frustrated because... My Mike and them in one car, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to turn around. I'm like, what the fuck? No, go here. And so we're going to go back. And we had to backtrack.
We had to backtrack like 10 minutes. It was a mess. Turns out my car, it just thought it needed service. I'd had it serviced before, and they just didn't reset anything.
Stupid
so
Hondas.
I was in 3 cars.
Yeah, we took 3 cars.
John and I wound up like 10 minutes away on some fucking road that went in and out of Texas and Arkansas, and then we're at a rest stop. There's nothing else around. Sky is pitch black. There's like one old liquor store, maybe a quarter mile away, if that. And we go in, we piss, we come out, we're the only people there, and it's just dead silent, and we hear an owl off in the distance. And we stood there for like 5 minutes before that whole shit show of trying to figure out where we're staying the night.
How romantic.
You've never pissed yourself.
Spoiler, it was a parking lot.
You hear an owl in dead silence.
So you know, I would disagree with you on that, and I'm going to tell a story, and I'm going to leave out some details for legal ramifications.
For fear of legal ramifications.
No, just tell it. Just censor it with the burp.
Okay, yes, I'm going to have to cut that out. I'll give you guys a background on why I can't be too open with some of the shit that I do and have done after this. So
I should be a felon too, it's okay.
You almost
you understand.
One.
You attract that kind of woman.
Yeah, Denny's was wild.
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Oh, when we were in... So Denny's has
shit,
a big...
Their waitress
like,
was trying to figure out what the fuck
building
was
in Greenville. Is it Greenville or Spartanburg?
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, we passed it when we were hanging out with the War to Win. When we were playing Ground Zero, and I just see this big corporate Denny's building. I rolled on my window. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is up?
The funny thing I just remembered, the band that did the What the Fuck Is Up Denny's is from Texas.
And they're fucking phenomenal, dude, too.
Could have opened for them in Texas, Christian.
Okay, so.
Yeah, tell your story.
When me and my now fiance met, I was living in a small shithole called Walnut Cove, if you guys have ever heard of it.
Nope. I didn't know where that is.
Okay, and she's from Ararat, North Carolina. Okay. Mount Airy area.
Hmm? Oh,
and so we got an apartment in Mount Airy. So one of my friends from high school decides to come down, and she goes out with her girlfriends to Woods of Terror. So we decide we're going to take some recreational
herbal supplements.
Herbal supplements, but like the kind that sometimes makes you see shit.
We got to link up.
Glasses?
I got you.
We got to link up.
So we decide it's like midnight, 12:30 at this point. Oh, yes. And everything, we're feeling everything. We're feeling good.
Fuck yeah.
And so we decide, you know what? It's a beautiful town. So we're going to take a little late night stroll. It's Saturday night, you know, the bars and stuff are still open. So there's still going to be people around. It's not going to look weird. Just two 20-something-year-old guys walking around downtown Mount Airy by themselves. No creep vibes from it. So we're walking.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
What he's leaving out is that they're naked.
That comes later. No. So we're walking, and everybody who's out is either in a bar or in their cars fucking.
I hear that shit.
So there's this one store on Main Street in Mount Airy that has these two golden Bigfoot statues. And so we think, great photo op. Let's fucking do it. So we take these photo ops. We look blasted. And so an hour passes, and we're just walking around, and doesn't take an hour to walk around Mount Airy at all. So we're walking down, and we get near the end of the section where everything's at in, on Main Street, and we start hearing a clown honk, like honk, 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 honk. But oh, like a clown. That, dude. And keep in mind, this was right after all the clown shit
fuck
happened.
That.
Oh, God.
So me, not being in an uninebriated state of mind, starts freaking the fuck out. And we take off.
As you would. I would have.
I had a job interview at the place that was right outside of where this was the next day. So the next day I come back and talking to the guy who's hiring me and let him know I'm new to the town. He's all, have you heard the stoplight yet? I'm like, what stoplight makes sounds? And he goes, oh, it honks when it's about to turn red.
Oh.
And I'm like,
fuck no, dude.
Yeah, I think I might have heard it.
Oh, hell no, dude.
That's
I found the video.
Oh, that's player. A very interesting fact.
Very. Thank you for informing me of this, but I've never been closer to shitting myself.
Arkansas was fucking wonderful.
We were there for like a total of 3 hours.
Yeah,
it was 3 hours. Then we booked it straight to Texas.
This whole conversation has just cemented the fact that I need to go on tour with you guys.
Yeah,
we're fun.
Home for the day, Villanova Heroes. Let's do it.
God, I'm gonna wrap up tour real quick because these people are gonna show up. Fuck.
Yeah, it's about time you.
Yeah,
you
I know about
shut
time.
The fuck
I,
up
I
eventually.
Shut the fuck up and finish the story. Did Mike's car fuck up in Arkansas, or was it when he hit Texas?
His car fuck? Apparently, it was happening like off and on throughout the tour.
Oh well, his car was just violently shaking, so that didn't help.
Oh,
call that car the Michael J. Fox mobile.
No, it's
Atticus and John awesome. Got rear-ended in Dallas.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
very and, light love tap, no damage.
And
it was
like
fine.
The dude that hit him after, like,
welcome
there's no damage.
Dallas.
Yeah, he said, "Welcome to Dallas." But I mean, of course, look. Our
did
plate
he have
said
like
North
a
Carolina.
Jersey accent when he said it? Welcome to Dallas.
There's no Southern accents where we were in Texas.
Really? Dude, I,
they
okay.
Us like we were fucking crazy.
Nick isn't here to relay this story and like talk with me about this. I swear to God, in Texas, water grows on trees.
It does.
Oh my
it,
God, no! It was so deep. Dry. It was hot and dry.
It
but every time
rain
you were under a
days.
Tree, just a random little drop of water. Didn't matter what we were at.
Taco place.
We were at Faith's house, standing under a tree after the little house yeah. show.
Shout out Penny Board.
It's we're like, what? We step out, nothing. There's a few other trees, nothing. We go to Killer's Tacos. We're standing up there just smoking, waiting for our turn because we're going to be playing late. More fucking water. Like,
water just
water grows on trees in Texas.
If there is a scientist that happens to listen to this, send an explanation, please.
We need explanations. We need answers.
Someone's just going to be like, yeah, we'll fucking rainwater in trees, dumbass.
The best hypothesis that I have is the trees secrete water from the leaves so that way they don't burn up in the sun.
I was thinking something along that lines, or maybe like, for some reason, condensation from humidity.
No, but when it comes to Texas, water trees just sound right.
That was my favorite thing about Texas, just water dry
heat. I understand what a dry heat is now, and I never thought I would actually
It was comfortable. So nice.
It was
very comfortable.
Sweater and a denim jacket the entire time in Texas and didn't get fine. Hot.
It was
like imagine being very hot but with no nut sweat.
That sounds like the life for me.
So
it was nice.
So announcement for listeners of this, I'm moving my ass to Texas because I'm tired of like having to change boxers every 30 minutes because of how much my nuts sweat.
Texas's music scene is insane.
Oh,
dude,
I'm sure
they're so supportive there. Too.
So we play this house
my
show.
My singer's here.
I'll go get him.
We play this house show.
I think he said,
and it's really cool. Christian gets super wasted. He's obsessed over Pennyboard already. So every like 2 seconds, Christian's walking back and, he's like, guys, we just opened for Pennyboard in Texas.
Drunk off his ass.
Wouldn't shut
up. About this for hours.
During the first set I played that night, I thought it would be a good idea to
go
put a Four
get
Loko
absolutely
in the
wasted.
Midst of the beers I was already throwing back.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Way gone.
So he fucked up. So our next show was supposed to be in Memphis, and we had heard nothing from the promoter or anything, so we were eating out of Whataburger that morning. And
shout out to Whataburger and In-N-Out, because that shit is amazing.
Is Whataburger and In-N-Out good?
No, okay.
I've never
had. Whataburger is a lot better than In-N-Out, but the quality of the burger itself at In-N-Out was actually really good. I liked it. I did not like their fries. Their fries absolutely fucking sucked.
Okay.
But
you have to know what animal style is.
They were here they were there getting like breakfast and stuff, but like in Whataburger like 24/7 or some shit.
Yeah, Whataburger.
But I so here it is like 9 or 10 in the morning. I'm getting a chicken tender sandwich.
Oh,
fucking
so
flawless,
good.
Dude. It was so good.
But we're eating
everything doesn't like trump up the Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is the shit.
Finding Buc-ee's was awesome.
Like, I passed a Buc-ee's on my way to Mississippi, and I wish I would have stopped.
You should have stopped, dude. It's a fantastic store. Like, Buc-ee's, if you hear this, sponsor us, please.
Who fucking hotboxed
it? I'm wearing Buc-ee's shoes. Best $30 I've ever spent in my life.
I've got to do this because people are showing up. Jesus Christ. All right, so we play. We're eating out of Whataburger, and Pennyboard calls us back up. They're like, hey, so we have a festival today, and a band just dropped off. Do you guys want to play this festival and split a set? And we're like, yeah. So we go over to this place called Killer's Tacos, and they have an outdoor patio stage and an inside stage.
Phenomenal place.
Great food. There were 20 bands.
Their bathroom had a sand pit in it where you could play with toys
awesome.
And poop.
What?
you may want to rephrase that.
Check out Toilet Time on Instagram.
I'm not going to rephrase it. check out Toilet Time on Instagram. Make that O a zero in toilet, and then you got it. It's Toilet Time.
So
there
we play this festival. We ditch the Memphis days because we haven't
ever said
anything.
It was me.
Knowing
nobody else was at that Memphis show.
No. Knowing
nobody
that now
canceled for it.
We have to drive 13 hours to Knoxville, Tennessee, with a time change. So we yeet it overnight.
Fuck. So it was
we
what,
haven't
hours,
slept.
Roughly?
Yeah, something like that. And we played this show at Danger Co. It was a bike place.
Wonderful.
Super nice guys. Great bands. Rough Dreams and Vivid Display are awesome.
Hunter had to change his pants because of all the motorcycles there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was leaking down the front.
So it's actually two places in one. So the venue side is called Lad and Lass. And then there's a door
Lad
right
and
behind
Lass.
Where the bands play is like down this little hill into this guy's bike shop, and that's Danger Company.
Hell yeah.
Like, but the guy, the owner of the place, what was his name?
Somebody
Josh.
Shit.
It's probably Kristen.
Yeah.
Was it Josh?
Shit.
He loves like punk music and motorcycles, and he just combines those two passions into the
really
fucking
cool.
Honestly, one of the coolest shows.
Yeah.
I got a shirt and a bandana from there, and I fucking love them both. My bandana was up in my truck.
Everything was great. I mean, between all the mishaps and
the
all
one
the
funny
stuff.
Story from Lad and Lass that I have.
The pizza?
No. The pizza was funny, but
are you gonna laugh about how I only kissed that girl there?
Yeah,
nerd.
Fuckers.
But anyway, there was some, I can't remember what song we were playing, but I remember I jumped, and as soon as I landed, I just busted ass, like straight ripped ass. And then I looked down, and Matt's sitting there, and I'm like, oh no. I even leaned out to the song and said, dude, I'm so sorry. Because it was awful.
Atticus sprained his ankle.
It was like body sweat and ass. It was just bad.
But that was like my idea of a good time.
It was awesome. Obviously, I really don't want to cut this short because I'm having a blast.
Well, then don't.
Beer people are here, and I'm sure To Begin Anew is about to roll up, and we got to load in stuff and all sorts
Let's
of
welcome
bullshit.
Kristen back to the podcast. Say hello, Kristen.
What's up?
You want me to go outside and start setting stuff up?
Yeah, I'll help you in a second. Brian, thank you for having us.
My pleasure, and definitely part two coming very soon.
Yeah, we'll have to get together. Actually play a song instead of talking about bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, are we not?
I mean, y'all can.
Do you want to do it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now.
What's the name of this song again?
Sleeping for an hour.
Okay, so with a sit-down for the breakdown exclusive performance, we have Home for the Day with Sleeping for Hours, the new Unreal...
Sleeping for an hour. Wow.
Sleeping for an hour.
This is the lead single off of our next EP that should be out soon.
I'm just going to cut my whole introduction from that and like just have you announcing it.
Yeah, let's do this.
One, two, ready, go.
That's colorblind.
That is colorblind.
Oh, fuck!
What the fuck, dude?
I hope you know I'm leaving that in.
Do it. Wow.
Wow. Okay, sleeping for an hour.
Sorry.
From inside, singing about things from my life, fishing how I'm useless, trapped in within a pit of thoughts, wondering when it all will stop. Well, I don't think I can do this. Don't let me waste your time. Trust me, I swear. That something's wrong. Well, I'm bound here by their judgment. These empty halls won't set me free. Eyes on the wall, they're watching me. What part of this is treatment? Don't let me waste your time. Trust me, I swear. Trust me, I swear, I'm fine. You don't have to buy me flowers. Don't let me waste your time. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm just sleeping for an hour.
Yeah.
And that was Home for Today, was Sleeping for an Hour off of their upcoming brand new album.
Well, that too, yeah. What you laughing at?
Because it was terrible.
EP album. It's on both of them.
It'll be on both.
Same difference. But unfortunately, that's going to have to end it for this episode.
Part one.
Part one of 15 to come.
By the time we hit part 10, it'll be part of like 10 of 35, yeah. You know.
So I would just like to thank you guys so much for doing this with me.
Thank you.
So,
thanks for having us.
What a fucking blast.
Yeah, this is actually a lot easier and funner than I expected.
We need to start the next one with Jimmy Neutron's blast off.
Jimmy's mom. It's got going on. But again, you guys can give your own little outro for each of you.
Judy Neutron's bossing.
Is that your outro? Is your final
it
words?
It is now.
Goodbye.
See y'all.
Bye, have a nice time. Muscadine.
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 Bye, everybody. And I've been Brian, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sit Down with the Breakdown. We will see you guys again very soon. Drop out of school, eat drugs, and...
Stay in drugs, don't do school.
Yeah,
suck
there you go.
Meth and smoke dick.
Thank you. Have a nice night.